Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am so glad that you've joined us this morning to spend your morning with each other and with us. And if you are new to us today, from the very bottom of our hearts to yours, I'm so glad that you joined us today. Welcome. And so let's begin our service by reading the mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to move back into and to sense and to feel and to know that presence that lives within us. That one infinite beingness, that thing that we call spirit or life or universal intelligence or love or our own divine essence, that infinite one that expresses itself in and through and around and as everything in this universe expresses itself within and through and as each one of us. And it specifically expresses within us as love and as peace, as our own authentic power and the truth of our own wholeness. Because what happens is as we come to recognize that that is innate to our beingness, that it is part of who we are, then when we are out in the world and the world is not being loving or peaceful or kind or generous, we aren't as reliant on the world being that way in order to be okay. Instead, we can tap into that within us, our own peace and our own love, and bring that into the world where it is being asked for, where it is being needed. And as we do that, we then participate in our own spiritual evolution. And because we are connected to everyone and everything, we actually participate in the evolution of the whole. Because everything is connected to everything else. So when we express our own spirit, when we give way to that divine presence, it's like ripples on the pond that affect the whole. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be giving way to the divine in this world, and to be giving way to your own inner spirit. Thank you for that. Well, happy Hanukkah, everyone. If you didn't know, Hanukkah began at sundown last Thursday and then ends at sundown this coming Friday. And to me, I think that Hanukkah is really about faith and trust. But if you know the Hanukkah story, it was that the temple was rededicated, and the oil that they found, there was enough for one day, but they went ahead and lit the candle of oil, even though it was going to take 8 days to travel to get the sanctified oil and return. So it's a story about faith and trust, and a story about commitment, and about what happens when we partner with the divine, that miraculous things happen when we partner with the divine. For when we partner with the divine, obstacles in our lives are transformed and seeming miracles occur. And so actually my talk today was inspired by a writing from a rabbi named Rabbi Shai Held. And he says this, Jewish tradition teaches that man's purpose is to bring light into otherwise abandoned places, to bring flashes of meaning and of companionship to places otherwise overrun by heartache and devastation. What does all this have to do with Hanukkah? Think for a moment about the central ritual act that makes this holiday. It is winter now. The days are getting shorter and shorter, and attendantly, the nights getting longer and longer. Passover and the Jewish holiday of Sukkot begin in the middle of the month of the Jewish calendar, when the moon is full. But Hanukkah is different. It begins on the 25th of the month, when the moon has all but completely disappeared. We are in one of the darkest periods of one of the darkest months of the entire year. All around us is darkness. And what do? We light a fire. Not a bonfire, but a small fire. Now one, now another, and so forth for 8 nights. In other words, we do not pretend to be the sun, but only stars. We do not bring an end to darkness, but we soften its effects. The soul of man is the lamp of God, the book of Proverbs tells us in 2027. What this means is that ultimately, our task is not to light candles, but to be candles. We have the potential to be bits of light that help bring God back into a world gone dark. As the Sefes Imas commentator and Hasidic rabbi puts it in discussing Hanukkah in 1874, a human being is created to light up this world. Yet, in all of our busyness and all of our distractions in our lives, we don't always act like those bits of light, and we don't always bring our bits of light into this world. Yet Roger Teal, who is a minister at Centers for Spiritual Living, says, "You are so much more than a material time-space organism. You are a being of light. Born from, living within, and giving expression to universal love intelligence." That is who we are. And as spiritual beings, because we are spiritual beings, we actually need to shine our light. We need to share our light and to share our love and to share our spirit with others in this world. We need to give way to our spirit and the love within us. And when we do that, we feel filled up. When we share our spirit and share our love, we feel filled up and satisfied and like we are living with purpose. And when we give way to our spirit, when we come from our spirit, when we're out in the world and we give expression to our spirit, then we experience connection and unity and oneness with other people. And it is then that our differences that we have with each other become less significant and have less import. In that unity and that oneness with other people, we have a sense of coming home to ourselves, coming home to heaven within us, coming home where we can rest in a sense of peacefulness and where we can rest in the fullness of our own being. And what happens often, though, is when we are in that busyness of our days and caught up in all of those distractions, is we end up living in our heads rather than living from our hearts and from our spirits. Sometimes we can even find ourselves going through our day as if by rote, because we've done those things so many times, to find that we aren't really even present in the moment, that we aren't even really present with what is right before us. And when we are doing that, caught in our heads and not really present, it causes us to lose that connection with our hearts. It causes us to lose that sense of connection with our own spiritual nature and with the truth that we are spiritual beings here on this planet, living a human experience, but that we are primarily spiritual beings. And not only do we get distracted by all of the things that are going on in our own lives, but we get so distracted by all the heaviness of the things that are going on in the world, that the world can feel really heavy. And I don't know about you, but there are days or times when I feel like I'm just sludging through the mud with all of the things that are going on in the world. It feels heavy right now. And then what happens is we get focused on the problems in our lives or the problems in our world, and that ends up taking all of our attention instead of the intention that we are this spiritual being living this life. And in that mindset, we lose focus of how important it is to shine our light in the world. We lose focus of how important it is to shine our light in the darkness, in dark times. And you know what? Right now, it's more important than ever for each of us to shine our light in this world. For the darker it is, the more impact that one candle has. For if you light a candle in the dark, it has a greater impact than if you light a candle in a room that is already fully lit. It makes a bigger difference. And so the title of my talk today is Watts Up, as in turn the wattage of your light up in your world. And I'm talking about that. I'm talking about turning that wattage up. I'm talking about that we are here to reflect the light of spirit and to reflect our own light into this world. We are here to be the light of spirit in our world. And like I said, when things are dark, that's when it has the most impact. When we feel overwhelmed by all that's going on in the world, by wars and politics, by anti-Semitism and human rights violations, by anti-LGBTQ attitudes and actions, it is then especially that we are charged to remember. That we are charged to remember that we are called to be the light and to be the love in our world. We are called to be light and love and peace in our world, not in the world, but in our world right here. We are called to shine our light exactly where we are in any given moment with what is right before us, one person at a time, right where we are. That's what we're called to do. And so I'd like to share a story with you that's by Malcolm Muggeridge in his book, Something Beautiful of God. And he's talking about Mother Teresa and her Home of the Pure Heart, which is a hospice for the sick and the dying in Calcutta, India. And it says this: "This home for the dying is dimly lit by small windows high upon walls. And Ken was adamant about filming, and let me say that again. And Ken was adamant that filming was quite impossible in there. We only had one small light with us to get the place adequately lit, and at the time that we had at our disposal, it was quite impossible. It was decided that nonetheless, Ken should have a go of it. But by way of insurance, he also took some film in the outside courtyard where some of the residents were sitting in the sun. In the processed film, the part taken inside was bathed in a particularly beautiful, soft light, whereas the part taken outside was dimly lit and confused. Mother Teresa's home for the dying is overflowing with love, as one senses it immediately upon entering. The love is luminous. Like the halos artists have seen and made visible around the heads of saints. I find it not at all surprising that luminosity should register on a photographic film." Isn't that cool? That gives me the goosebumps. You know what? Mother Teresa did not create an end to war. Mother Teresa did not resolve the political problems that were going on. Mother Teresa did not bring peace to the planet. She shone her light and shared her love with what was right before her, in her world, in each moment. Brian Hines says, consider a candle placed in a metallic cylinder with various shapes and sizes of cutouts. Stars, triangles, circles, ovals, hexagons. When placed in a dark room, the candlelight will cast all sorts of images upon the walls. The light is one, while its projected images are many. The light emanates from a single place, while its radiation is all around the room. We are each one of those individual shapes being shined from that light within us, which is the light of the divine, the light of spirit, shines through each one of us as a different shape, and each one of our acts of shining our light comes out as a different shape. We are called to shine our light and to share our love and to be peace with whatever is right in front of us, right before us. So that might mean things like sharing kindness with a stranger, or even sharing kindness with one of your neighbors who is not very nice. It might mean expressing generosity with drivers on the road who are rushing and harried and not very generous. It might mean sharing your generosity with a nonprofit or with someone who is in need, or giving a large tip to your waitress at a restaurant. Shining your light might be listening to someone who is lonely, or someone who is having a hard time, or someone who just needs to talk. Shining your light might mean you being encouraging. It might mean forgiving someone. It might mean having compassion. It might mean being peaceful when others and the world around you is not being peaceful. If we look at studies in social psychology, it tells us that we look to others to tell us how to behave. We look to others to inform us as what to do. And it makes me think of like going to the ice cream store and they have a tip jar. I have told people working in those stores before, put a few dollars in your tip jar, you will get more money. If there are a few dollars in that tip jar, that's exactly what people do. Oh, everybody's been giving them a dollar. I should give them a dollar too. We look to other people to tell us how to behave. There are studies that talk about at a college campus, if there's a big grassy area and there's sidewalks, people walk on the sidewalk around the grass until one person walks across the grass, and then everybody starts walking across the grass. Makes me think of Hug Day, if you've ever been to a Hug Day at the mall where we give out free hugs, and there are people that walk by, no, that's okay. And as soon as one person comes up from a hug, everyone in their entire group comes up and gets a hug. It happens with how we treat drivers on the road, too. Letting people cut in, giving them space, informs other people, and they start driving with more generosity and more kindness. But it's about shining our light and being our love and sharing our spirit and being the presence of peace right where we are. At the stop sign, with your neighbor, in the store, whatever it is that you're doing. So I think the question really to ourselves is, how can I be the light right here? Say that. How can I be the light right here? Let's do it again. How can I be the light right here? How can I be love right here? How can I give expression to my spirit right here? I think that's what we are called to do, is to kind of live in that question. How can I be that right here? And so I have a challenge for you. And that challenge is to practice kindness in 1 million ways. See how many different ways you can practice kindness in the world. See if you can shine your light in a million different ways. If you can share your love in a million different ways. If you can give expression to your spirit in a million different ways. And so what I ask you to do right now is to pick one of those. Is it that you want to just pick that phrase to live in your mind? Do you want to be the light or be the love or give expression to your spirit? And then hold that. I'm going to whichever one you chose in a million ways. Why don't you fill in the blank and say that out loud? I'm going to spread love in a million different ways. How lovely. And so I'm going to close with a quote by Sabah Tahir. Most people are nothing but glimmers in the great darkness in time. But you are no swift burning spark. You are a torch against the night. If you dare, let yourself burn. And so my invitation to you is to turn up your wattage, to turn up the light within, and to let yourself burn. Wherever you are, in whatever you're doing, in any given moment, and in everything that you do, know that you are a candle for the darkness. You're a candle for the darkness. You are here to illuminate and to lighten the darkness in the world. And you are also here to create a refuge within yourself where you can rest, where you can find comfort, where you can find repose in your own spirit so that you might find repose in the divine itself, in spirit, in that one. And when things are challenging in the world, and when things are challenging in your world, to remember that the light and the love and the peace of the infinite always reside within you, that they are right there awaiting your turning to it, awaiting your recognition and your allowing that to come forward. And know that whatever is happening outside of you is a prayer request. It is a request for you to be the light and to bring your light to that particular situation. In whatever way you shine your own little particular shape in bringing your light. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you stand in your own spirit, as you stand in the light and bring your light to this world, as you walk this spiritual path and give voice to your spirit. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. I invite you to turn your attention with me to the capital T truth. The capital T truth that spirit is always right where we are. That one infinite presence and power and love and light and goodness and givingness of the universe is everywhere present. For it is at the center and the circumference of all things. And it expresses itself in and through and around all things. It is light. It is love. It is goodness without bound. It is creativity, peace. And it is expressing itself right where we are, within us and around us. That presence fills our homes, and it fills our hearts, and it fills our lives. And that presence knocks at our own hearts to be light in this world and to share our love and our kindness and our inclusion and our trust and our faith in life itself, in spirit. And so I know today that as we walk in this world, that we walk in that light and with that light and carry it everywhere we go. I know that anything that has been seeming to block the light from us or others simply dissipates in our recognition of the light, recognition of spirit, recognition of that infinite one. And so I speak this word not just about us, but about every single person in this world, that presence of the infinite one is also right where they are. It is filling their homes and their hearts and their lives and their places of business as the exact fulfillment of whatever it is that is needed. For this is an infinite presence, infinite potentiality, infinite good, and that unfolds itself everywhere. And so I also speak this word about every politician, every world leader, every decision maker, knowing that the love and the intelligence, the truth, the light, the oneness of spirit is right where they are. And it is that intelligence that is leading their actions, leading their choices. For God is the only power that exists. And God is having its way within and through each of us right now. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is responding and unfolding all around us, simply because it is the truth and because we have opened ourselves to that. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is. So I have a couple of invitations for you. One is on Christmas Eve, our regular Sunday morning service is going to be our candlelighting service, where we will be doing a candlelighting ceremony honoring seven different religious traditions in the world. And it's all about the light and celebrating the light. So I invite you to be here. And if you know anyone that would like to participate in something like that, it is this lovely, inclusive, beautiful holiday ceremony. So if you have friends or neighbors or anybody that might like to join us, I ask you to invite them to that. And then a week later is New Year's Eve, which we are going to be having our World Peace Meditation Service, which is at 4 a.m. online. It's at 4 a.m. because that's noon Greenwich Mean Time. So we are praying for peace, meditating on peace, envisioning peace, being peace all at the same time across the entire world. That's going to be on Zoom, so you can do it in your pajamas from home. We'll give you the link and stuff next week. That also means we will not be holding a regular Sunday service that morning, New Year's Eve, because we will already have already done what we're going to do at 4 a.m., so we're not going to come back at 10. Also, we have adopted kids from a shelter. If you brought your gift today, that's great. They're due today. If you forgot your gift today, talk to Barbara because she needs to get them to them this week. Ray and Marty are still appreciating your support of participating in Meal Train. You can sign up on Meal Train to provide them with meals. We have prayer support after service. If you would like to sit with a practitioner and have them pray with you, will you raise your hand if you're a practitioner in this room? They're happy to sit and pray with you. There is a ministry of prayer box in the back. You can fill out a prayer request. They will support you during the week. And we have prayer shawls. If you would like to take a prayer shawl to wrap yourself in that energy of prayer or to gift it to someone, you are invited to do that. The practitioners will pray over it before you leave, and then you can take it with you. And so I invite you to repeat after me. The love and light of spirit are within me now.
The love and light of spirit are within me now.
I own it and I share it.
I own it and I share it.
I am it.
I am it.
I am a beneficial presence.
I am a beneficial presence.
And so it is.
And so it is. Yay.